Is anybody around?
Yes. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Patrick, how's this thing working?
A little bit of a bad spot.
Bad spot, not a... I just want to make sure this thing...
It's still cutting out. I'm stopped now, so go ahead and try it again.
Well, I'll try it again. How does that sound?
I quit moving, too, so that helped. It's not cutting in and out like it was last night.
Thing. That's what I wanted. I wanted to make sure I could be cutting in and out so before I call the net. Been in the ham shack peddling around a little bit, changing a few things around, but I haven't got it up all finished yet.
Nothing wrong with it.
Ain't wrong with it yet. It's in the antenna system. I do know that because I've radio that I was using, I swapped it over to a different antenna and everything was solid with it, or so it appeared to be. I'm going to go back to it and see if while I've got you, if you got a minute.
Go ahead and make the switch.
It's been made. I'm back on the radio I was talking on last night, but a different antenna.
Exactly the same, so must be in the antenna.
Like I said, we had a hurricane come through here. We don't know what it might have done. And I do know that the few strings broke on my Mosley up there. I've got to take it down anyway. So I'll just wait. I was going to do it today, and I looked outside, and the wind was blowing, and I looked at the wind thing, and it said it was blowing. The peak was about 12, and it was blowing about 5 at the time, and I said, I ain't going to drop that antenna in this wind. Since I don't have to, if it would have been a dire emergency, I would have, but I said, heck with it, I'll just leave it alone for now.
When you got another antenna you can use to get by in the meantime, I don't blame you at all.
Three other antennas I can use, so I'll just let it wait. But there again, it's okay. No damage done that I can see, other than the signal's breaking up a little bit. But the strange part about it, you put the analyzer on it, and it reads perfect. It reads just what it's supposed to. And I said, well, I don't know what's going on there. But Joy said it could have been something that hit the feed line or something during that storm. We had some of our ridge vent cap blew off, and don't know if that went over and banged on the tower or just went out in the backyard, but I did find one way back down in the backyard. Matter of fact, found two pieces way down in the lower 40, as we call it, down there, down the hill, but you don't know which way the wind was blowing.
I'm sure you'll get it figured out, and just take a little bit of time. And when you get it dropped down and can take a little closer look at everything, you might find something obvious.
I will, and that's all right. If I find out what it is, I'll get it repaired, and won't worry about it after that. But I just wanted to make sure before I start calling the net tonight that everything was going to be okay and the signal wasn't going to be breaking up like it was.
Hadn't broke up at all the whole time we've been talking, so I would say it's good.
Okay, buddy. Well, I do appreciate you. You take care, and I'll let you go back to work. Since you said you were stopped, you probably had one of your customers, so you go take care of them, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, Patrick. Take care. Be safe. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
Gary, you and Miss Joy have a good afternoon. And look forward to talking to you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, I'll be clear.
Where is Eddie?
Good, KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary, I just hooked this radio up down in my shop, seeing if it's going to work. It must be working.
Oh, man, sound like you're sitting in here in the room with me.
And I put the little mag mount, was on my truck. I put it on the roof of a building.
I don't know if the building's metal or not, but it's sounding really good into the repeater.
Well, it's a metal roof, and it's a pretty big roof. I didn't put it in the middle. I just put it near, kind of near one of the ends, but it's got metal all around it, so, and there's no hum in there?
No, sir, it's just solid as it can be, and I flipped over to reverse while you were talking. Of course, me and you live kind of close together, but I got you full scale on reverse, and but it sounds good, dude, it really does.
And that's what I wanted to see if it was. I don't know what the standing wave is, but I imagine it's okay because the radio's not reacting.
Probably fine. Well, you know, I was talking to Patrick. I've been working in the ham shack today too, trying to get a few things straightened out. My signal was dropping out last night, and had to change radios and antennas and all that. And it comes to find out, you know, I used the same radio on a different antenna earlier today, and it worked fine. So I knew it wasn't radio. But I put the analyzer on the antenna, and it reads just what it's supposed to. I got 1.2 SWR, and it says it's 52 ohms. So I, you know, that's pretty close. You're not going to get 150 ohms. You know, according to the analyzer, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's making my signal break up for some reason. I don't know what it might be, but I'll drop it down and I'll drop the tower down and get to it and look at it and see what's going on.
I mean, it sounds real good here. I didn't look at the scale. I didn't have my glasses on, but I'll look at it next over.
And tell me you have to wear glasses too.
Wear them to read stuff up close. I can't walk around with them. Everything's screwed up. But you're as far as it'll go. It's all the way over.
I'm glad that it's everything seems to be working now. I didn't want it to get aggravating during the net tonight, and I wanted to get that done, get it all straightened out before I call the net. I got another radio that I've got a desk mic that I use with it, and it's got batteries in it. And I've been calling the net, and somebody says, "Oh, your batteries went dead," so I had to stop and put batteries in it or switch microphones.
Fine, right?
Oh, yeah, best of my ability.
I won't be able to check in on this because it's down in the shop. I'm usually out of the shop by about, I don't know, 5 o'clock or so. Then I'll have the handheld upstairs. Vicki will have that up there. She'll listen to it once in a while.
Well, my wife, Joy, there's an HD sitting in there by her chair all the time, and I keep an extra battery charged up for it because she'll be listening, and if a battery goes dead, she'll just walk in here in the ham shack and get another battery and you know, swap them out, and then I'll charge the dead one back up. But she keeps an HD by her chair all the time, so I know Vicki enjoys it.
That first week or so, she was on top of that radio. I mean, it was always on. And if it got weak, she stuck it in the charger and listened to it. But then it settled down. I guess Patrick's not up there, and you're not hearing everything all the time. So I went upstairs and to the kitchen where I had it, and she had moved it and set the radio right on top of the power supply and hooked it back up, and I didn't know it had a hum on it, but I didn't want it in here. I said, "Well, I thought she listened to it." She said, "Well, I haven't been listening as much because there's not much going, nothing was going on."
Dude, I don't know if that little HT will pick up the 145.190 with the Mount Mitchell machine, but there's still stuff going on it. I was listening to them just a little bit ago, and it settled down a little bit, but there's still a lot of information being transmitted over there.
That one that is. This radio doesn't do that. I think it's only 2 meter, but it's just however Dale had, he brought it to me and gave it to me. It's how he programmed it, and I don't know what all's really in this. I hadn't got a manual with it, so I don't know how to use it, but it just stays here on this one.
Well, that's understandable, but the 145.190 is 2 meters, and it's the Mount Mitchell machine. It's up on Mount Mitchell, and it covers, oh gosh, it's got a big footprint. It goes up into Virginia and Tennessee and down here, and probably on down into Georgia and who knows where. But, you know, that's 6,600 feet. You know, that's pretty good height on that antenna.
Thinking of 440 something. This one won't do 440. That's what it is. Yeah, okay, 145. Yeah, that's still in there.
There's a lot of folks that like a radio with everything in it, and I've got a couple of those, but I've got a lot of monobanders. I've got a 2 meter, a 440, and a 220 monobanders that I keep here just for backup in case something happens to one of my other radios. And then I've got a couple that's got HF as well, and then I've got just an HF rig. I'm radio bored, dude. I really am. I got more than I know what to do with, and I can't talk on but one at a time.
Small, though.
But I got them all, but I've got a good selection, no doubt. Got antennas to go with just about all of them. I do get on 220 every once in a while, and I do get on 440 every once in a while. I enjoy both of those. And, of course, I get on my HF rig, and I go through all the bands on it pretty much. Don't do a whole lot on 10 or 160, but the rest of them, bounce around pretty good. I don't like just doing signal reports. I like to find somebody that wants to sit there and talk a little bit when I'm on phone. And then if I get on RCW, I may... They sit and talk just a minute, but that's a brief conversation because my spelling is not the best in the world.
I invented texting.
DOS, in case anybody cares. Well, that's cool. You know, they got that autocorrect and all that in the texting. I've sent text before, and then I've looked down at what it's saying. It wasn't what I said.
Yeah, you got to proofread that stuff before you hit send. I don't know how it comes up with stuff so off the wall.
That computer programmers for you, I guess, but then again, all of our voices are a little bit different, and it trying to find something that does voice recognition, that's pretty doggone good when you get to think about it. You know, we don't think about our ears distinguishing between different voices. But, when I call in the net, I've been doing it so long, somebody speaks and puts out my call sign, I start writing their call signs down because I already know who it is.
Your text, I have to talk to it real slow, and sometimes even then it messes up, but I have to talk real slow to it to get out most of what I'm trying to say.
About that, well, I don't speak into mine when I text. I normally sit there and type it out, so I don't text and drive. If somebody sends me a text, I just ignore it till I get to a stopping place, and then I read the text and reply to it. But had a fellow I worked with, that's the only thing he would do. He didn't like talking on the phone, but he'd sure send a text, and he spoke all his text into his phone. And I told him, I said, if you're going to talk like that, you might as well call the person and just talk to him. He said, I can't get off the phone quick enough if I do it that way.
Okay. Yeah, we can't. We don't either. If we're heading to the beach or something, my phone goes off. Vicky will grab it and read the text to me, and I'll tell her what to say. But, yeah, I can't do that, and there's no way I can do that and drive. I'll wreck.
I do, and I don't want to do that. But, dude, unfortunately, my wife just hollered at me. Let me go in here and see what she needs. I hope you and Miss Vicky have a wonderful day. Your radio's sounding good. Good talking to you. One of these days soon, we got to get together over a cup of coffee or a glass of tea or something, meet face-to-face. I'd enjoy that. But y'all take care, and I'll say 73 for now. I'm going to run check on my bride. N4AZEKF4DOS.
I enjoyed it, and I appreciate you giving me that little radio report there. Catch you later on in KI4DOS, I think. N4AZEK.